Blog Talk Radio.
So don't worry, don't worry.
Somebody listening to me right now is going through something so deep, so painful that you cry and cry and cry. But I've got a word for you today. Child of God, you've got to know that your life is in the hands of a sovereign God. A God who can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. But the good news he allows you to go through, you're coming out better than you went in. Now, the real issue is you can sue the glory of God. Can you trust him when you cannot trace him? Child of God, there comes a time in your life you've got to declare a moratorium on your tears and declare, I cried my last tear. Somebody look at me right now and say, Bishop Walter, with all you've gone through, lost your wife, you lost your house, what do you have to say? I'm telling you today, God is up to something. Hold your head up and remember, weeping or not, but joy is coming in the morning.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time in the Lord when we can praise him and shout and praise him. Praise God and give him glory. Praise God. What a wonderful time in life that God has given you the opportunity to worship and to praise him. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you may be going through some type of sickness. You can't just break or loose from. But God's favorites are here tonight, reaching out to you to help heal your hurt. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Maybe we may can say an encouraging word to you tonight, whatever you may be facing or going through. Praise God. We all face trials and tribulations one time or another in our life. That's what life is all about. We go through, but we come out victorious. Praise God. I am so happy to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. It's just a blessing. It's a blessing to see you here tonight to praise the Lord with me. Praise God. Well, let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for all your people. God, I thank you for your blessings upon them. God, that you have allowed them to come back again, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are pouring your spirit out on them daily, God. Oh, God, building them up in their most holy faith, oh, God, that they may be able to stand, God, against the wiles of the devil. Because truly he comes, yes, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes, he wants to destroy our faith. Yes, he wants to kill all that God has invested in us. But we are pressing forward. We are pressing through. We are going through. We are keeping the faith. Hallelujah, that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Praise God. We love you, Lord, because you give us, oh God, the strength. And, oh God, you build us up, oh God, oh, in our most holy faith, that we may press on, God. Oh, no matter what the circumstance, we love you, Lord. Oh God, yes, we love you, Lord, because first you loved us. And we love you, Lord, because truly it's by your power, oh, by might, that you, not by might, but by your power, you truly is leading us and guiding us, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels, oh, God, that stayed all about us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for that guiding angel. We thank you, Lord God, oh, God, for a legion of angels, oh, God, that, oh, God, everywhere and everything we do, you got angels speaking to us, helping us, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can command our day, oh, God, Father God, and we can decree a thing. And it shall be done. Thank you. That's when we are in you and you are in us. We are giving you thanks for all that you do, Heavenly Father. Oh, and we give you all the glory and the honor. Praise God. Praise God. Well, if there's anybody have a prayer request right now, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there is anyone, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, that have a prayer request, you may press 1 on your phone, and we will be glad to pray for you. I think that's the Felicia Keys. Can you pray over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you, darling. You are so faithful. God bless you. Praise God. Our first prayer request begins with Sister Rebecca. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Minister Vivian, I'm asking for prayers for my family. I have two first cousins who died within 3 weeks apart. One had colon cancer, and the other one, she died of a stroke. I'm also putting my children on the altar as well and myself with my health. Thank you.
Praise God. God bless you. Sure. Minister Sharon?
Hello, everyone. How you all doing? I would like to put the men's family on the altar and myself and my pastor, Pastor Timothy Stratton. Thank you.
Yes. Timothy. Timothy.
She lost her uncle. That's Brenda Mims' husband passed away. So we are keeping the Mims family in prayer at this time of bereavement. Praise God.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Minister Gwen, go forth.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian and all the saints. I am so thankful to God that my voice is healing. Still believing for my singing ranges. To get there, there's still a pulling on my vocal cords, so I just have to stay in faith and believe God, just as he's brought my voice to this point, because as of last week, the week before last, I was sounding froggy, even a few days last week, so I'm so thankful to God for what he is doing, and I ask continued prayers for all of my family members, that we will continue to grow in the Lord, those who are not saved, that they would submit their lives to Christ, and those who are saved, that they would submit themselves totally unto him, and that we all grow in the Lord. And I'm asking prayers also for one of my good church friends, Brother Jimmy. We all check on him because, like many of us, we are here in a city, and like you, Pastor Vivian, we live alone. And so our church friends are so much of our family. He is about to have a hernia surgery on his hernia. And so we are believing for healing for him. And he also has problems with his legs and his hips. So he's going through the pain that I once was going through before I had the hip surgery. And lastly, I just would like to thank God for healing for each and every one who is in need of any type of healing, and for our president, that he stays strong in the Lord, he and his family, and prayers for his son, Hunter. And also against mental illness and drug addiction and hatred in this country, that we would overcome and be victorious. Thank you.
Minister Bowman, I was going to call you anyway if you didn't put your hand up. Go for it.
Good evening, everybody. Thank God for being in the midst of the saints one more time, and I just ask him for prayer. Continue praying for me, for my strength to keep strengthening in me and my family, and pray for Pastor Travis and his family and all the rest of my family. And just pray for the world, because I had a sister-in-law. She just put her net through her way yesterday. Somebody had killed him last week, beat him to death with a piece of iron, and it found out that it was somebody he really knew from Greensboro that did it to him.
Praise God. We are so thankful to have Minister Bowman on. Praise God. She has gone through a bout with cancer, and God has brought her through. And just look what the Lord has done. You know, God is doing great things, as the song said earlier. Praise God. We just thank God for what, I mean, he's showing himself mightily. And Sister Bowman has went through cancer, and God is showing us what his healing virtue can do. Because there's nothing too hard for God. We are so grateful to have you on tonight, Minister Bowman. God bless you.
Thank you. You're awesome.
All right. Okay. All right. I believe that's all our prayer requests. It's over to you, Sister Felicia.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, we thank you this evening, Lord. We ask that you forgive us. Forgive me of anything that I may have done that may not have been pleasing to you, Lord. Father God, I ask that you hear our prayer.
I'm sorry. I think there is one more. Sister Dolores, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. What a blessing to be on the...
Go for it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. God bless you all. It is a pleasure to be on the line this afternoon. My prayer request is that we continue to pray for a miracle, that a miracle would repent, because God is warning us of all the things that's going on in our world today. It is so lawlessness, and God is hearing the groaning and the moaning of the sin that is taking place upon his earth that he created, that he told us to dominate. And we as Americans and we as Christians, we must stand up for what's right, say what's wrong is wrong, what's evil is evil, and be the American people, the leaders of our country. We must pray for them. We must pray for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will stand up and speak up for what's evil, say evil is evil, and not agree with the false prophets or those that are trying to elevate themselves to get a name and to feed their own flesh. But we as Americans and we as Christians must stand up and repent, because God is calling us as a nation to repent, because we are an example to other nations, and we are falling by the wayside as a Christian and as an American nation. That is my prayer request. Touch and agree with
you. All right. Go for it.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You
Amen.
May go
Dear
for
God,
it.
We come. Yes, ma'am. Father God, we come into you this evening, Lord, with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. We're thanking you, Lord. We're thanking you for things being as well as they are for each and every one of us. Dear Lord, we're coming to you, Lord, with a repentance heart, asking you to forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of anything that we may have done that is not pleasing to you, dear Lord. Father God, on this evening, Sister Rebecca is coming to you, Lord. She's praying for her family, dear Lord, and for her health, dear Lord. Father God, she's had two first cousins that died, dear Lord, and we're praying strength for the family, dear Lord. Father God, that you just be with them. You comfort them during their trying times, dear Lord. Father God, that you save any of her unsaved loved ones, Lord, and that you heal herself and others that stand in need of healing, Lord. Lord, that you'll just be with her and her children, Lord. Father God, build them up, Lord. Keep them strong, Lord. Father God, she's thanking you, Lord, and asking you just to cover them with your precious blood, Lord. Meet every need Sister Rebecca has up before you, dear God. Father God, thank you, Lord. We're thanking you in advance for what you're going to do for her, Lord, and thanking you for saving her children, Lord, and keeping them strong in their bodies, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for the comfort you're giving to her cousins, Lord, who lost their family members, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you for her, and thank you for her prayer request. Father God, Sister Sharon is coming to you, Lord, praying for the bereaved family, the Mims, Lord. They're standing in need of prayer right now. Comfort them, Lord, as they go through, Lord. Hold them up as only you can, dear Lord. Lord, you be with them, Lord. Be their guide, Lord. Give them strength that surpasses all understanding. Father God, she's praying for her, for that family, Lord, and praying for herself, dear Lord, and her children and her immediate family, dear Lord. Father God, be with them, Lord. You know what each and every one standing in need of, Lord. Lord, touch, Lord. Touch as only you could touch, Lord. Father God, Minister Gwen is coming to you, Lord. She's lifting continued prayers for her and her family, Lord, her family members, Lord, that they will grow stronger in you, dear Lord. And for those that are not saved, dear Lord, that they will find you, Lord, that you they would get a thirst and a hunger, wanting to know you, dear Lord, that you would just save as only you could save. Father God, she's praying for her church friend, Lord, Brother Jimmy, Lord. He's going to have surgery, dear Lord. He has a hernia and other things going on. His hips and his legs. Dear Lord, be with him, Lord. You guide those doctor's hands, Lord. Lord, let him go into the surgery room and you be with him, Lord. Let him come out, Lord, and then let the hip and let the hernia be gone and the hip and legs work as they should, dear Lord. Father God, we know that you could restore his health back, Lord. Give him the strength in his body. Give him the use of his limbs, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do for Brother Jimmy, Lord. We're thanking you for Minister Gwen's prayer request, healing, Lord, healing for each and every one that stands in need of a healing. She's thanking you, Lord, thanking you for what you have done for her, thanking you that her voice is coming back, thanking you that she'll be able to sing again, dear Lord. She's thanking you, Lord. Father God, she looks at President Biden to you, dear Lord, praying for him, Lord, praying his strength, praying that he will seek you and how to run this country, dear Lord. Lord, she's lifting up his son to you as well, Lord. Father God, you know what they stand in need of, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Lord, work out everything that needs to be worked out, Lord. Do it as only you can, Father God. Father God, Minister Gwen is just thanking you once again. She's lifting up her son and her grandson, Lord. Lord, cover them with your precious blood, Lord. Father God, save as only you can save, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Give them a repentant heart, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy that you give to Minister Gwen as she travels to work, teaching summer school, dear Lord. Father God, continue to bless her and cover her with your precious blood. Meet every need. We're lifting up our church family to you as well as her family on the line, dear Lord. We thank you for her. Thank you for her prayer request, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for Minister Bozeman. We thank you, Lord, for how you touched her body. We thank you for how you're making her stronger and stronger each day. We thank you for hearing her on the line today. We thank you for taking her through her cancer, Lord. Father God, she's asking continued prayer for herself, Lord, and for her family, dear Lord, for Pastor Travis, Lord, and his family, Lord. She's praying for the world, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing for Minister Bozeman. Father God, all her quiet prayer requests that she didn't even utter, you know what they are, Lord. Lord, answer her prayer requests. Be with them, Lord. Bind that family together closer than close. Protect them, Lord, as they go to and fro, dear Lord. Father God, continue to use her, Minister Bozeman, for your glory. Continue to give her strength daily, dear Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing in her life. We thank you for the protection you're giving to her family, dear Lord, for Minister Travis and his family, dear Lord. Father God, thank you for how you're going to touch the world. Father God, Sister Dolores is coming to you, Lord. She's just thanking you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, dear Lord. She's asking for continual prayer, Lord, for America, that we will repent, Lord, that America will repent, Lord, have a repentant heart, Lord. Father God, and the churches, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that all just get on their knees, repent, confess our sins, and turn to you, Lord. We know you're the only way. Let us do what is right, dear Lord. Let the churches do and teach what is right, Lord. Let us not do anything for fame or glory, but just speak the word, Lord, and do it correctly, Lord, and correct where correction is needed to those that may not be doing right, dear Lord. Let us do it in humbly, Lord, in your name, Jesus, we're praying. She's praying for the world. She's praying for how the Christian, we're falling, Lord. Christianhood, we're failing, dear Lord. Lord, help, Lord. Help us, Lord, to restore and get back to the way you have made us, the way that you have called us to be, dear Lord. Father God, give us that repenting heart, Lord. Give the world a repenting heart, Lord. Let us stand up for righteousness. Let us stand up for the word of God. Let us just seek you the more, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that had a prayer request, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to come together once again. We thank you for Minister Vivian. We thank you for all that she brings to this line. Father God, continue to bless her. Continue to use her. Father God, I'm lifting up all leaders everywhere, Father God. Pastors, Lord, everywhere, Lord. Cover and bless them, Lord. Give them what to say to your people so that they can draw them closer to you, dear Lord. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. Let them give the call of salvation so that some will be saved, Lord. They'll confess it with their mouth, Lord, believe it in their heart, Lord. We thank you for them. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for going inside those nursing homes, dear Lord, touching the workers, Lord, having them treat their residents as if they're serving you, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for sending someone to give the residents a smile, a wave, a song, read the Bible to them, dear Lord, so that they don't feel as if they've been forgotten. We thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for sending someone to just look on those that's living alone, elderly. Thank you, dear Lord, for giving shelter to the homeless, those that really want shelter, dear Lord. We thank you for exposing those that are scamming people so they won't take advantage, dear Lord. Give us a discernment spirit, Lord, so we'll know what to do and how to do it. Thank you, Lord, for going behind those prison walls. I ask that you comfort the parents, the siblings, or any spouses of those behind prison walls. Save, Lord, as only you can save, dear Lord. Comfort their heart. Father God, those that have lost their children, dear Lord, to drugs and different type of violence, dear Lord, we ask that you just be with them. Comfort them, Lord. Turn that situation around to where they could something positive would come out of that bad situation, dear Lord. We thank you for taking the taste of drugs away. We thank you for people putting down those cigarettes, Lord. We thank you for them pushing away the alcohol. Father God, we thank you for everything you're doing. Give us that repenting heart and bless us, Lord. Bless us so that we could be a blessing to you. Use us, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for all the prayer requests this evening. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Minister Gwen, can you give us a praise song?
You talking about me?
Minister yes.
Gwen? Okay. Thank you for Holy Spirit. Help me with my voice. Praise him.
Mm.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus. Blessed
yes.
Savior.
Hallelujah.
Be worthy to be praised. We all praise him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him. Praise him. Oh,
hallelujah.
Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. He's worthy. He's worthy, y'all. He's worthy.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
He's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
We will praise him. Church, let's always praise him.
Yes, yes.
Praise him. Keep praising him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Pastor
you.
Vivian. That's the first time I have sung since my voice was attacked. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
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 A miracle.
Amen.
A miracle.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. God
thank you.
But God knew. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, God just wants us to keep on doing his will. He's going to bring us through that thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, my dear. That's why I said call on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We
hallelujah.
Talk, and tonight, a wise woman, and this needs to be my Mother's Day, but I just want to encourage you all during this time of the year, we got to keep on pressing on, a wise woman. And we're going to read Matthew chapter 25, 1 through 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it speaking of the 10 virgins. And I want to know tonight, are you one of the virgins, a wise one? Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants us to be wise right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. He does not want us to be slothful right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. There shall come the kingdom of heaven being likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Praise God. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Come ye out to meet him." Now, those that came out had their lamps trimmed. But those that were still slumbering, sleeping, the bridegroom come and left them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And at midnight, there was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you." I don't have enough for you. You don't want nobody to turn you away, because you're going to have your own. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is not enough for all of us. So it went out rather to them that sell and to buy yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him, as I said, to the marriage. And the door was shut. And guess what? The others couldn't get in. And hallelujah, praise God. We don't want to be left without. Hallelujah, praise God. We want to be ready at all times. Praise God. Okay, after came the door of the virgin saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." We don't want to be a beggar either. Hallelujah. But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." We don't want the Father to say, "I don't know you." Praise God. Hallelujah, because we want to keep our lamps trimmed with prayer. We want to keep our lamps trimmed for others. We want to think about the poor who he told us not to forget. We want to keep our lamps trimmed to pray for those that are going through, especially those mothers right now that's going through, that have lost their children to drugs, gun violence, prison walls, and all those mothers that's gone through hurts and needs healing and salvation. Our children, as I just heard, we have mothers, praise God, praying for their children, because I'm praying for mine. Praise God. Yes, we have mothers on here that's children. And it last verse said, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes." We don't know. So we got to keep our lamps trimmed. We got to be ready at all times. Praise God. I'm talking about a wise woman tonight. Matthew, one more right here in Matthew. Matthew 20 and 20 says, Matthew 20 and 20, and it reads as this. It says here, praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about a wise woman tonight. We are wise women on here tonight. Then came, this is the request of the mother. And I love this at Mother's Day. Praise God. Then came to him, but God's word is so filling all the year long. The mother of Zebedee, children with her 2 sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, "What wilt thou?" She said unto him, "Grant that these, my 2 sons, may sit, the one at the right hand, the other on the left." in thy kingdom. And hallelujah, she wanted the best for her children. Every mother wants the best for their children, praise God. And she wanted her children to have the best seat alongside the Father. Praise God. That's why we're praying for our children. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Now, look. Hallelujah. That's why we pray for our children, because we want the best. We want God to open up the doors and let our children live in the best, drive the best, praise God, we'll do the best job, praise God. So we got to keep them before the Lord, praise God. Keep them before him, praise God. A wise woman wants the best for her children. Praise God. A proverb says, a wise in heart will receive commandments. Praise God. But a prating fool shall fall. So when someone is trying to tell us something, help guide us along the way, we're going to be listening. Praise God. We're going to be listening for our children, our loved ones, our husbands, our wives. But some people don't want to tell them nothing. When they told them to go get the lambs trimmed, they didn't do it. It was five foolish and five wise. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to be ready to listen. God wants to speak. He wants us to listen. He wants to speak to us, to any, but you don't know who God's going to send and want to say something to you to encourage you along the way. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you don't listen, you're going to miss out on God, just like the five wives did. They missed out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then they start asking, will you give me some of your oil? And they turned them away and told them, no, we don't have enough for ourselves. How are we going to give you some? You better go get you some. Praise God. The best way you can. And when they went to go get some, praise God, the door was shut then. Oh, my God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do y'all hear me tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12 and 8 says, Proverbs 12 and 8 says, praise God. Hallelujah. I just love this passage because we always ought to be looking to the Lord. Hallelujah. A man shall command according to his wisdom, but he that is of perverse heart shall be despised. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell us to love instruction. That's what we need to do. And he who loveth knowledge, but he whoso loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. The word said, praise God. That was 12 and 8. Praise God. And a brutish person won't want to listen. They're hard-headed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to be open, soft heart. Praise God. And get away that old stony heart that's in us. Praise God. Nobody can't tell me nothing. I know what I'm supposed to do. You don't know who God is sending to you. He can send the angel at any time, praise God, to speak through somebody to encourage you along the way. You might not be going through anything at the time, but God wants to speak to you, praise God. A wise woman is a praying woman. She will be praying daily, on a daily basis. No matter what is going on, she will pray for the rebellious sons and daughters and others' children and others, yes, other mothers' children. She won't just think of herself, what I'm saying. She will be thinking, before she think about someone else, she'll be thinking of others' children, praise God, and praying for that mother and her children, because God said that we ought to pray for others before we do ourselves, because God, hallelujah, God's got your back. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. God has got your back. You just got to keep your eyes on Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. And if you do that, he knows, he sees you, your love for another. God sees your love for another when you are praying for someone else. God said, when you take care of the business of somebody else, I'm going to take care of yours. We got to have the faith of what God is going to do for us, praise God. Proverbs 12 tells us to love instruction, and he so loveth knowledge, instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth receives it still foolish, as I said, praise God. A wise woman, praise God, she will not think of her own self all the time. It's all about me. No, not all about you all the time. God got your time. Praise God, because she knows in whom she believes that he will be able to keep her, which she has committed unto him. Praise God. She has placed that son or that daughter in God's hands already. Praise, yes, yes, yes. She has already put her children in God's hands. She's going after the devil to lose somebody else's. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Praise God. She's not worried about what she got, because God got it. She has placed them in God's hands. She has cried out to the Lord to save that daughter, that son of someone else. But she recognized that there are mothers a little bit worse off than she is. She recognized that what she may be going through, that God is got her back, praise God. So we ought to keep praying and never give up on others, praise God. We ought to be putting forth, I don't feel like going out there trying to help somebody else. I got to worry about my own. Lay your own on the altar. Let God fix it for you, praise God. She is not trying to be equal with her children, too. Praise God. She is teaching them how to love their mates and how to love others and how to go take care of the cares of others. She is teaching them that it's not all about them, praise God, how to stay with their husband in difficult times, praise God. A woman, a wise woman, is a forgiving woman, praise God, because she is packing some things such as prayers. She's got a lot of prayer under her belt. She got a lot of love under her belt, praise God, because she knows there will be trials and tribulations. And while going through, you got to be ready for to give and to reach her goal. Praise God, to help others by example. Praise God. When we look at Proverbs 31 and 10, praise God, hallelujah, let's go over there. Proverbs 31, 10, starting at verse 10, is that who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband do safely trust in her, so he shall have no need of spoil. She will do good to him and not evil all the days of her life. She speaketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. This woman is not complaining. This woman is busy about the things of God. Praise God. She's making sure her house is intact, praise God. She is like a merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and she giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens, praise God. She ain't going to even leave her maidens out while she's going through this thing, praise God. She just going doing what she has to do, praise God. She taking over the devil's territory, praise God. And she letting him know that he had no authority in her house, praise God. Because she making sure, my God, she making sure everything is taken care of. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She proceeded that her merchant is good. Her candle goes not out by night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. She lays her hands through the spindle, and her hands hold the staff. She stretches out her hand to the poor, as I told you earlier. She stretches out her, you know, God told us in one passage, when thou givest the feast, call the sick, the lame, and the blind. He told us, don't forever forget the poor. We got to reach out more and more in these last days to the poor. She searches forth her hand to the needy. Praise God. You may say, I'm in need. Oh, don't think about you. Don't think about you. Think about what God wants you to do. Watch and see what God open up the window and pour out a blessing to you. Praise God. She is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself covering, praise God, hallelujah, and of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple, praise God. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She know who her husband was. Her husband was a man of God. So she was taking care of things while the man of God was taking care of the things of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to know, praise God. Hallelujah. How to take care of things when our husband is doing the right thing. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. She delivereth girls to the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is law and kindness. She's following the ways of God, praise God. She's obeying the will of God in her life, praise God. She looketh well to the ways of her household, yes. And she eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but excels them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Hallelujah. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You got to fear the Lord. You got to fear the Lord in these days. Because, yes, the enemy, praise God, is there to try to make you back down and give up. Give of her fruit of her hand and let her own works praise her in the gate. You just got to go and work out your soul salvation no matter what God wants you to do. God, you're going to get your praise. You don't have to look to man. When you let God send him and let him. This speaks of a woman, praise God, hallelujah, that had her household intact. Praise God. We are so thankful that we are women of God. Hallelujah. I know you are on here. I just wanted to be a wise woman in these days and times that we are living in. Praise God. Because we are living in some trying times. Praise God. God bless you tonight. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. We will be having prayer on Saturday the 1st at 10 o'clock for 1 hour. God said, watch and pray for 1 hour. We need to pray. We need to come together as wise women and pray. Pray for the needs of this world. Oh, praise God. I heard many prayer requests tonight. Praise God. They pray for the things of this world. We need to come together in one in the spirit and pray for one another. Pray for this world system. If we don't pray, it's okay that we are on here every Sunday night. But there is a time when we need to come together and pray ye one for another. Once again, on Friday night is Minister Janice Williams. On Saturday night is Miss Zadie Alford. Please join these and encourage them in the word of God. God be with you and bless you until Saturday morning. Amen. God bless you. Good night.
Amen.
Love
you.
Be blessed. Good night.
Love you.
Good night. Love you all.
Love you.